Good morning. Today's Daf in Bava Kamma, Samech Vav. We're going to be starting today in Samech Amud Beis. We're going to be right at the middle of the Amud. We're going to be starting with Amar Rabbi Eli. That is the last narrow line on Samech Amud Beis. I'm going to back up just a little bit, go back to the beginning of the Sugya, and we're going to talk about Shinui. Today's Daf, very fundamental Daf over here in the 7th Parak of Bava Kamma. I marveled at the beginning of the 7th Parak, how is it that so popular amongst the B'nai HaYeshiva? Right, Daf Samach Gimel, Samach Dalet. So it was drushas upon drushas. And very difficult, very complicated drushas in terms of who pays kefal, what do you have to steal to pay kefal. And then yesterday's Daf, so then we move back to our standard Gemara, which is what happens now. You steal an item, and there's a fluctuation of price, so now what do I pay? In other words, then we're talking about the Karen, we're talking about the kefal, we're talking about the Dal Vehei. So what do you pay? So in yesterday's Daf, so we spent a lot of time, we spent the entire Daf yesterday with a statement of Rav, that Rav said that when it comes to Karen, when it comes to the principal value of that which you stole, obviously we're talking about where you don't have the item anymore. If you have the item in which you stole, so then it's very simple. You return the item in that which you stole. But if you don't have the item anymore and you were caught with the, having stolen, i.e. there were witnesses. So now as far as the Dal Vehei is concerned, let's start off like this. As far as the Karen is concerned, so the Karen, you're going to go back, and the Karen is going to be going back to the time of the Geneva. In other words, the item was at the time of the Geneva, let's say 4. And so now the price dropped to 1, right? We're talking about price fluctuation. As far as Karen is concerned, that's the time of the Geneva. As far as Kefal, Dal Vehei, all the Kenosos, so that's going to be Shas Hamad Abedin. That was the halacha of Rav. We spent all of yesterday going over this halacha of Rav. Okay, and why? How do we spend an entire daf dedicated to this one point? It's very simple, because there's going to be differences whether or not the price fluctuation is a function of your input or your abuse of the animal versus just market forces. We made a distinction yesterday between whether the prices went up or the prices went down. So it was a number of variables that we took under consideration. But in a nutshell, yesterday's daf, we went over this particular halacha of Rav. With that stated, now we're going to turn to a discussion regarding Shinui. The Shinui discussion is going to come back to Rav for just a moment. And then for the rest of today's daf, we're going to be talking about Shinui. Right? Today's daf in Bava Kamma, Samech Vav. Right now you're, in other words, this is really why this parak is so popular in the yeshivas, because now we're talking about very fundamental issues regarding Shinui being a method of Kinyan. Okay, we'll talk today about Yeyush, like really basic topics within the world of Kinyanim. Let's get underway. Amar Rabbi Eli, Samech Amud Beis, and it is the last narrow line. Amar Rabbi Eli, Gadam Tzalev Anasa, Ayolei Gavanasa, Shor, Shino Biyado, Vikano. So, you steal a tleh, it becomes an isle, right? In other words, it matures. And or the same thing with a calf, and it becomes a shore. So your kona, and therefore, tavach machar, shlo tavach, shlo mocher. So now, if you shecht it, or you sell it, so normally that would be compounding the gzela. And therefore you'd be chayv dal vehei, as we've been discussing since the beginning of the perek. Over here, you're not going to be chayv dal vehei. Obviously, you're a thief. Obviously, you have to make restitution on Karen. And kefal as well. But not dal vehei. Why? Because the only time that you're chayv dal vehei is only when you shecht or sell the victim's animal. But now, because of Shinui, you were kone, and because you were kone, it's no longer the victim's animal, it's your animal. No. So therefore, you're not going to be chayv dal vehei. So Ezer, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Elisa, Rabbi Elisa says over this halacha that Shinui is kone. So, and as Danny pointed out yesterday, in other words, it's an interesting Shinui, by the way, because you didn't do the Shinui. In other words, the Shinui happens naturally. In other words, it's just simply the animal maturing and becoming an adult. So you didn't do the Shinui. It's an excellent point. And maybe we'll touch on this a little bit later on in the daf. But meanwhile, it is the Shinui, and therefore your Kona. So Ezra, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Eli, Ganam Tzalev Vanasa, Ayolei Gavanasa, Shor Misham Tashlom, Kefal V'Deshlom, Arba V'Chamisha Ke'en Sheganav. So now Rabbi Chanina quotes a Braisa, and in the Braisa, even though the animal has matured and you shecht it post maturity, you're going to be chayv dal vehei. Now, the hidden gem in this Braisa, which we're gonna uncover a little bit from now, is that what did the Braisa say? You're going to be paying teshlum kefal v'teshlum arba v'chamisha kein shaganav, going back to the time in which you stole it. That's the hidden gem in the Braisa. But right now, we're going to ignore it. just for now, and we'll come back and we'll uncover the hidden gem. But meanwhile, Rabbi Chanina turns to Rabbi Eli and says, I have a brisa. My brisa tells me that even though the animal has undergone a shinui, you're not kona, and you're going to be chayv dal v'hei. And so Rabbi Chanina says to Rabbi Eli, how could you be right? Meaning you're going to be koneh with the animal growing up and maturing. And meanwhile, the Brice over says you're chayv dal v'hei, which means that you weren't koneh the animal. So I'm a lev elamai. Lo kani, so am I misham kain shaganav. L'sham ki hashta. So the guy, so to which Rabbi Eli says back to Rabbi Chanina, so let's go with your possibility, which is that you're not koneh. So if you're not koneh, so why are you paying back kein shaganav, going back to the time in which it was stolen? In other words, if you're not koneh, how should you pay? You should pay ki hashta, meaning what the animal's valued currently. So amar le ki hashta hayna tamid la mishal mishum da amar le tur gan v'minach dichra gan v'minach minach. So Rabbi Chanina's response is, do you know why the kefal, the dal v'hei, do you know why they're not paid at its current value? I'll tell you why it's not paid at its current value. Because what did I steal? I stole a little animal. And now what do you want me to do? You want me to pay based on a totally mature and developed animal? That's not what I stole. Okay. Now, it sounds like a very reasonable argument. I will, however, say that, in other words, the argument is a little bit countered by the fact that I stole this animal, I don't know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And so what I've also done is that I've stripped you of the ability to have this animal for working or for whatever other opportunity you could have had with this animal for the last 2 or 3 years. So the Ganav's argument of, I didn't steal a mature animal from you, I stole a baby from you. It's a fair argument, but that was 2 years ago. So in other words, there does seem to be, the Gemara doesn't seem to be considering like all this time that's elapsed since then. Anyway, so Amar Lei, so again, Rabbi Eli, Rabbi Chanina are in a very heated debate in terms of whether Shinu is Kona or Shinu is not Kona. Again, Rabbi Eli says that Shinu is Kona, and Rabbi Chanina just quoted a Bryce, and the Bryce says that Shinu is not Kona. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Eli says to Rabbi Chanina, Rechman and Nitzla Mehai Daitai, Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect you from your thought process, meaning I don't know what you're thinking. So Amar Lei, Adrabba, Rechman and Nitzla Mehai Daitai Didach. And so Rabbi Chanina responds in kind. Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect you from the way you're thinking. Meaning, I don't know what you're thinking. Okay, so obviously over here, the Gemara citing this back and forth over here. In other words, the debate got really, it got heated. So Maskef la Rabbi Zera, so v'niknina b'shinu Hashem. Okay, so Rabbi Zera says, well, I don't understand. Meaning, you're not going to be Kona, despite the fact that the animal has matured. And we're having a debate whether or not Shinu is Kona, Shinu is not Kona. So Rabbi Zera says, isn't there a Shinu Hashem? So the Amar Rava, so Rava says, no, there's not. It was a good suggestion, but no, there's not. Because Shor ben Yamo kari Shor. Ayo ben Yamo kari Ayo. So Shor ben Yamo kari Shor, dichsiv Shor, kesev ho eith ki yavaleit. Ayo ben Yamo kari Ayo. Dichsiv ve'eileit soncha lo achalti. Eilim hu delo achal kvasim achal. Lav shor amina, ayo ben Yamo kari Ayo. Okay, I know I read that quickly, but basically we have a number of psukim. One in Vayikra, the other one by Bereishis, by Yaakov and Lavan. We have a number of psukim that would indicate that even a one day old shor, you can call it a shor. It's appropriate from a nomenclature standpoint. You can call it a shor, and the same thing is true with an ayil. Usually, an ayil is a developed ram, not a baby ram. Yeah, I know, but we have psukim in the Torah that call a newborn ram a ram. So, in other words, though, there is no shinui hashem. The basic point of the Gemara. So as a result of that, so there is no shinui hashem. The only thing that you have is shinui in terms of maturation. So mikoma kom kasha. So now, Rabbi Eli had a kasha on, sorry, let's do that again. Let's do it better. Rabbi Chanina had a question on Rabbi Eli. Right? Rabbi Eli said, what happens? You stole a calf. It now, 2 years later, 3 years later, it developed into a fully developed shor. Now what happens is that you shecht it, so you're chayiv on the geneva, you're chayiv on the kefal, but you're not chayiv on dal v'hei. Why? Because it's yours. Why? Because you were koneh with shinui. That's the halacha of Rabbi Eli. Rabbi Chanina says, I have a brisa, and his brisa was super clear. The brisa, Rabbi Eli says, that when you steal an animal, and it matures, and then you shecht it, you're chayiv dal v'hei, because you weren't koneh with shinui. No. and the back and forth, and it got so heated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spare you from the way you're thinking. But when all said and done, Rabbi Chanina quoted a braisa. And so now the Gemara says, okay, now that the dust has settled and everyone's a little bit calmer right now, what about the braisa? So I'm Rav Sheshes, Amani Beis Shammai, Hidam Rishina Bim Kamo, Medes Velokani. So Rav Sheshes says, I'll tell you what you do about the braisa. The braisa, Shitas Beis Shammai, right? Lo and behold, whether or not Shinu is Kona, Shinu is not Kona, is a machlokus. And not just a machlokus, but a classic one between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Oh. So it's true you quoted a braisa that says that Shinu is not Kona. Good. That braisa is simply a reflection of the Shita of Beis Shammai. Ditanya nasan la be'etnena chitim ve'asan sole zeisim ve'asam shemen anavim ve'asam yayin. So let's say you have a zona, and how was she paid? And by the way, as I pointed out yesterday, we did this yesterday in the daf. So as I pointed out yesterday, obviously the Gemara, the Torah is not condoning znus and zona. In other words, but at the same time, however, there's a clear acknowledgement that it happens, right? In other words, it's the, well, what do they say, the oldest profession? However they say it. In other words, it's been around for a long time. And if a woman is going to get paid for services rendered, so A, she's a zona, and B, now the Torah says that you can't take those payments that we were given and you can't offer it as a karban. It's a psul for a karban. And as we pointed out numerous times, it's mistaber. It makes a lot of sense. Meaning but as much as it makes sense, however, there is a formal psul on her payment for services rendered. You cannot be brought as a karban. Okay, good. Now with that stated, so now let's go over the halacha. Let's say she got paid in wheat kernels. And what did she do? She ground it up. So now she made a shinui. So can she bring the flour? And the answer is yes. Alternatively, let's say she was given olives and she now pressed it into olive oil. That's a shinui. Can she offer the olive oil as a karban? And the answer is going to be yes. And the same thing with grapes, which are converted to wine. So over here, what's clear? Shinui is kona, right? And by the way, this is such an interesting application. This I didn't point out yesterday. Such an interesting application of shinui kona. Meaning shinui kona, what normally what you and I have said, it means that there's a transfer of ownership. In other words, with the shinui now, so now I have made an acquisition on the item. Over here, shinui kona goes even one step further. Shinui kona says that, you know, there was a psul on the item as grapes, as olives, as wheat kernels. So there was a psul on the item. Ah, but now I made a shinui. Mamish, it's a new entity over here. That psul that existed no longer exists. So it's not just that shinui is kona. Shinui really creates a panim chadasha. It's like a totally new entity.
Actually, a double shinui.
Yeah. Shinui matzah and shinui Hashem. Okay, good. It's true. So the so anavim v'asim yain to so tinichada asav v'tinichada mutter and Amr of Yosef. So tini guryon de me'as pork. Okay, you saw me struggle with the name yesterday. Okay, nothing changed one day to the next. So Beis Shammai Oster me Beis Hillel Matirin, and so what new? It's a machlokes tanaim. And again, not just a machlokes tanaim, but Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, even though she ground up the flour, she pressed the oil, she pressed the olives, she pressed the grapes into wine. Despite all that, and despite the fact that there was a shinui, it's still going to be Oster. Why? Because shinui ain't okona. Lefishitas Beis Shammai. And meanwhile, Lefishitas Beis Hillel, shinui is kona, and therefore it's mutter. Okay. And now with that stated, so now this is where we stopped yesterday. This is where we're going to pick it up today. My time at the Beis Shammai dichsiv gam. If you look in the pasuk regarding Esnan, right? This is in Dvarim, Perchav Gimel. Ki sov as Hashem gam shnehem. Now, gam shnehem, the two of them. What's the two of them? So if you look earlier in the pasuk, so the Torah says that there are two psalm that you can't offer as a karban. One is Esnan Zona, which we're currently discussing, and the other one is Mechir Kalev. Okay, Mechir Kalev, always tricky for me to explain because I don't fully understand it. But in other words, if I swap out a dog, right? I have a dog, and what I did is I barter the dog for an animal, obviously an animal that could be brought as a karban. So now if I exchange a sheep for a dog, so now that sheep that I exchange for a dog, that's Mechir Kalev, and you can't offer it as a karban. It's a psul agabe mizbeach. Okay, what's so bad? Esnan zona, as I pointed out, you understand. The Torah doesn't want women to be zonas, all right? So that's mistaber. Dogs, okay, and it's a little bit right. I guess it's difficult for us to understand because you see so many people, like, you know, not only owning dogs, loving their dogs, etc.
So there is another interpretation.
Well, for Mechir Kelev?
Yes. Mechir Kelev in the ancient times meant a sodomite, a male prostitute.
Oh, okay, fine. I hear you. I don't know if that's the pshat in the pasuk, but in Achinami. And it's certainly your interpretation, certainly contextually it works a lot better, as you know, as it's right alongside Zona, right? But I don't know if that's pshat, but I certainly hear it. So gam shnehem. So now what we're doing here in our Gemara is we're focusing on the gam. So gam l'rabo shinu yehem. So the gam is a riboy, and what is it coming to do? It's coming to include the shinu yehem. So you see over here gam shnehem. So over here, the gam on the shinu yehem, on the changes. So beis hillel. So heim velo shinu yehem. And what beis hillel will tell you is that no. In other words, only the items in their original state are going to be pasul, but not when they undergo a shinui. Ube shamai.
According to beis shamai. Can you make a brocha? You want to eat it. You made flowers, not
mezainas,
right?
Okay, in other words, right. According to Beis Shammai, when Shinui is not kona, so now, right. So in Achinami, so the psul is going to continue. Yeah, right? So Beis Shammai, hahu, heim v'lo v'ladoseim. Now, as far as Beis Shammai is concerned, so they acknowledge that there is going to be something to the, right, the heim, the original state, but only heim v'lo v'ladoseim, meaning the psul is only on the animal. But if the animal were to progenate, if they were to have offspring, so the psul does not extend to the offspring. Heim v'lo v'ladoseim udaso beis hillel tartish mamina. Heim v'lo shinuyim, heim v'lo v'ladoseim. And as far as beis hillel is concerned, so the heim is not going to go on the shinui, and the heim is, sorry, let's do that better, let's say it better. The heim is coming to exclude the shinui, and the heim is also coming to exclude v'ladoseim as well. Beis hillel haksiv gam, so gam le beis hillel kasha. Now, according to Beis Hillel, there is a gam, right? Gam shnehem. Now, gam shnehem means also, we know throughout Shas, gam is a ribui. It's coming to include something. So what's the inclusion according to Beis Hillel? The Gemara acknowledges, that's a good point. And it's a tough point. I don't know. I don't know what the gam is coming to include according to Beis Hillel, right? A couple times in our Masechta, this is to my memory, the second time where the Gemara basically says it's a really good point. Right, I have a word in the Torah, and I don't know what to do with it. Right, we had a couple of examples of that earlier. Okay, good. In today's daf as well, another example. Meanwhile, all this is coming as just a side discussion of our Gemara. It will, in just a moment, become the main discussion of the remainder of today's daf. But over here, all this was to make the following point. We just learned together a machlokas between Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Eli, which really turns out to be a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether Shinu is Kona or Shinu is not going to be Kona. Good. And in defense of Rabbi Eli, because the Gemara quoted a brisa against Rabbi Eli, so what the Gemara says is that the brisa that Rabbi Chanina quoted is a Beis Shammai brisa, not a Beis Hillel brisa. And Rabbi Eli is representing the school of thought of Beis Hillel. Good. All good. Meanwhile, why are we having this discussion over here? Because again, it goes back to yesterday's daf. In yesterday's daf, what did we learn? According to Rav, you're a ganav. You stole an item. It was at the time of the sale, it was valued at 4. And now what happened? Market forces, and now it was reduced to 1. So now what does Rav say? That when you're paying Karen, what are you going to be paying? Ke'in sheganav, you're going to be paying the value of 4 at the time of the theft. But when it comes to kefal and dal v'hei, it's now b'shas hamad b'din. That's going to be what you're going to be paying, which currently right now it's valued at 1. So the kefal, you're going to be paying 1. Dal v'hei, 4 or 5, depending on whether it's dal or hei. Okay. And so the Gemara now is going to make this point, which is adkan lo pligi. So this whole discussion between Rabbi Eli and Rabbi Chanina, which ended yesterday's daf, and now the beginning of today's daf, this whole discussion. So obviously they're having a major debate, but I'll tell you what they're not debating. So Ela Marsav Shinui Kona or Marsav Ein Shinui Kona. So the fundamental debate they're having is whether Shinui is Kona or not, which again is really a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But Avale Inyan Shalume Koleyama Kedemikar Mishalem Dekanu Mishalem Teshlame Kefal V'Teshlame Arba V'Chamisha Kein Sheganav. right? Did you hear the Braisa earlier this morning? And I know I highlighted it, but now the Gemara is going to be putting all of its attention on that, which is that the Braisa says that the, as far as not only is the Keren, but the Kefal, the Dalet, the Hay, it's all going to go back to Kain Shaganov. And now what comes out over here is that that's Mamish against Rav. So at the beginning of today's daf, really what it sounds like is that Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Eli both are disputing and presumably dismissing what Rav said. Rav says that the Karen is Kain Shaganov, but the Dal Vehei, the Kefal, are going to be Hamad Abedin. So Lamati Avid Yufta de Rav, Amar Rav, Karen Kain Shaganov, Visham Tashlame Kefal, Vita Shlame Dal Vehei, Kishas Hamad Abedin. Okay. So that's why all this came up over here. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Eli seem to be going against Rav. I'm a Rava. So Rava says, no, not necessarily. And what Rava is going to do is that he's going to make a distinction. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is that this Gemara over here, we could be spending the rest of today's daf on this next, on the response of Rava. We're not going to do so. In other words, there's a lengthy Tosfos over here. Not so lengthy, but over here, I'm just going to present the Rava's answer, Lefi Rashi. Although there's a lot more to do over here, so talayim kidemi kara and damim kishal achshav. So it depends whether or not we're paying talayim or we're paying damim. Animals versus money. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes as follows: talayim kidemi kara klamar balashayim talayim kidemi kara sagi de talaganav talayim shalim. The way Rashi presents it is as follows: you're the ganav. You stole an item. Okay. Again, what was its value originally when you sold it for? What is its current value right now? One. Okay, a significant price drop in an M. Significant. Okay, it's now a fraction of the price of what it once was. So, what do I pay now? Again, we're only talking here about the Karen. So, do I pay the Karen based on the original four, or do I pay right now on current price, which is one? So, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, Talayim Kedemi Kara. If you, the Ganav, obviously you don't have the original animal. If you had the original animal, like in other words, just return the original animal and be done with it. But over here, you don't have the original animal. And now, but you are going to replace it with another animal. And if you do that, so what you get to do now is you get to go to the market, buy a new animal. By the way, it's cheap these days. It's only one. And now what you get to do is you get to return it to him. When you stole from him, it was four. And now it's only valued at one. Again, I reiterate Rashi. Tle ganav, tle mishalein. Yeah, but I stole a tle, and I replaced it with a tle. And so therefore, I gave a fair replacement of that which I stole. I only had to pay one for it. He paid four for it. Okay.
Even though right now it should have been an ayu. He's giving him back at
In other words, I know we just came off the Gemara's discussion about Shinu and Kona. In other words, Rav's halacha is that even if the animal didn't undergo a maturation. In other words, price fluctuation, the same exact animal. Where's the animal right now? I shechted it. I sold it. The point is that the way Rashi understands the Gemara, if I go into head to the market and bought a replacement animal, good. I can give it to him and be done with it. On the other hand, damim next Rashi. No, not next Rashi. what if I'm not gonna give a tle? In other words, I'm gonna give him back money to reimburse him for that which I stole. So for that we're gonna now go back to the four. In other words, at the time when I stole it was four, and now I'm gonna give money. So now for money I gotta give him four, because there we're gonna go back to the Shas. Shaskaneva. This distinction, that this understanding of the Gemara that Rashi just presented.
How do you say the words in the Rashi?
Yeah, Talaim Kidemi Kara, Klomer. This Rashi?
Yeah.
Klomer, Balashayim Talaim Kidemi Kara Sagi.
Which is what? Kidemi Saga means, or sounds like it's less in the beginning.
Right, but the Gemara was Mamid Rav in a case where it went down.
Right.
Right.
But the Mekurat was four.
It was four.
So,
Sagi's enough because it's enough because how much did you spend for that tle now? You only spent one for it now. Right.
Right.
And even though when you stole it was valued at four Sagi. It's enough. It's enough. Right? The tle ganav v'tle mishalim. You stole a tle, you're replacing it with a tle.
It was
Good. That's the and but meanwhile, if it's damim, so now you're going to have to go ahead. And you're going to have to give him back four. Okay.
Well, that nothing means between
tla
and
dime. Rashi said tla got enough. Tla, right? You stole tla. You're replacing with a tla. Again, that's what I'm presenting is the way Rashi understood it.
So really, the guy that made money on the deal.
Potentially.
Oh, yeah. Enachinami. Correct. Okay. None of this is condoned, but in other words, how do you pay back? That's the Gemara. And again, by the way, all I did is just present Rashi. Meaning, if you want a criticism on Rashi and you want alternative ways to explain the Gemara, see Tosus over here. Now, Tosus goes at length because Tosus quotes the Ri and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Each one of them offer alternate explanations of the Gemara, different than one another. So, like I said, really this could be a much lengthier discussion. In fact, it is a much lengthier discussion. We're going to go on. Okay. So, Amar Rava. We are in Samech Vav Amud Aleph. We are about a third of the way down. And Shinui Kona. And so now we touched on the topic of Shinui Kona. So for the remainder of today's daf, so we are going to be discussing Shinui. And Shinui being a kinyan. So a physical change on an item now creates a kinyan. So Amar Rava Shinui Kona. So Ksiva Vitanina. So you're going to find it and you're going to find it. In other words, you're going to find in Psukim, you're going to find in Embraces. This idea is such a basic yisod that you're going to find it everywhere. Now, mind you, by the way, it's such a basic yisod. We learned earlier in today's daf that Beis Shammai says Shinui Zeno Kona. So obviously, this is not the only approach, but it is the accepted one. Right? Correct.
So, are we talking about the physical?
Right now, Shinui Maisa, right? As will become clear in the Gemara. So, Ksiva Veshiv is Xela Shergazal, Matamalama Shergazal. So, the Torah says that when you steal something, so what you have to do is you have to return it. Veshiv is Xela. Now, if the Pusik would have stopped right there, we would have gotten the point. Meaning, you gazlin something, you return it. Nice, easy, simple. But then the Torah says, Asher Gazal. So, what does that mean, Asher Gazal? What is that extra two words coming to tell me? So, Im Ke'en Shergazal Yachzer Vim Lav Damamam Bai Shlomei. So this, what the Torah is telling me is that when do I have to return the item? Only when the item is as is, as it was in the original state in which I stole it. However, if it has undergone a change, so I don't have to return the item. It goes without saying, of course, we will say it. You still have to make restitution. You're a gazlan. You stole from somebody. You have to reimburse. But in other words, but the item itself, if it underwent a change, so now you have acquired the item, and you just simply have to pay back the value of the item. Tanina, that was a pasuk. Now on top of that, we're going to have a Mishnah. This Mishnah is coming up later in the Masechta, much later on. Tzadi Gimel, 93. We're in 66. Okay, about a month away. So Hagozo, Eitzim Vasim Kelim Semer Vasim Gadim Misham Kishas Exela. So what do you do? So you stole wood and you carpeted it. Sorry, that was a fail. So anyways, okay, anyway, you made it into kalim. Or tzemer v'asim begadim. You stole wool, and you made it into clothing. So now misham kshas exela. So now what do you do? So now you made an acquisition. You made a kinyan on the raw material, because what you did is you processed the raw material. Inami lois b'glitna lo hachit savo pater. Amashinu Ikona. Or I'll give you another Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is tucked away all the way at the end of Masechta Chulin. And this is a Mishnah regarding Reishis Hagez. So Reishis Hagez, what do you do? You shear your sheep. And what you're supposed to do is that the first wool that comes off is given over to the Kohen. This is Matnas Kohuna. This is Reishis Hagez. An entire perek at the end of Chulin dedicated to the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez. And what happens? That you didn't give it to the Kohen and knew what happened. What happened is that you dyed it. Now, you shouldn't have dyed it. In other words, what you should have done, you should have given it to the Kohen, but you dyed it. So now, putter, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. What about Damim? So Rashi writes over here. Yeah. So Rashi writes over here. I'm going to read the Rashi. Mirations against the Kohen Bishun of Afilu Damim lo Mishalim. Ain Kohen Yachol Azmin Bedin de Yachol Omer La'acher Et Nenu. Ava Kohen Shetzava Mi Shechatfo Zachabo. So interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says that no one can take you to court. Why? Because you have a Tova Sana. You can decide who it's going to go to. And anyone, Cohen, who comes over to you and says to you, hey, that Reishis Hagez, right? What you did was wrong. He's right. What you did was wrong, right? In other words, but now I'm going to take you to court. So you, this is I'm just saying over Rashi. You say now to the Kohen, well, what, how did you know I was going to give it to you? In other words, you're not my favorite Kohen. And especially now that you have a taina against me, you're certainly not my favorite Kohen. So in other words, I wouldn't have given it to you. I would have given it to another Kohen. And so therefore, there's no actual Tovea. So therefore, no one could take it according. Therefore, you're not, what's it called? There's no Tashlamin. Anyway, but the point is, of all this, is that Shinu is Kohen. Okay, now. What did the Gemara just teach us that Shinu is Kohen? That part's easy. Now, what about the next topic? Yeush. Okay, so we learned together in today's daf that Shinu is a Kenyan. What about where the owner loses hope of ever getting the item back, otherwise known as Yeush? Is that a Kenyan? So Amri Rabbanan de Nikne. So, you know, the rabbis say that you're Kohen. Now, in a moment, by the way, and over here he quotes the Rashi, but the Rashi was really bothered, meaning, in a moment, we're going to learn that not everyone is of the position that Yeush is Kohen. In fact, Rav Yosef is of the position that Yeush is not Kohen, Yeush by itself. So the Gemara's introduction to Yeush, you know, Amri Rabbanan de Nikne, the rabbis say it's Kohen. Not all rabbis. And in fact, in just a moment, we're going to introduce ourselves to the opinion of Rav Yosef. Okay, anyway. So, Milo Yadanan. Yes, Ida Raisa Ida Rabbanan. So, does it operate on a Daraisa level? Does it operate on a Darabanan level? Now, Shinui, we just learned together, a pasuk in the Torah, Mishnayos at the end of Baba Kama, at the end of Chulin, right? Shinui is so easy to wrap our heads around. So many sources about Shinui. Yeush, on the other hand, the Gemara says, look, I don't know.
What does that mean, Maisa Kinyan Darabanan? The Daraisa, it's
a... Yeah, in other words, Daraisa, it's nothing, and the Chachamim went ahead and transferred.
So Daraisa still belongs to one person, Darabanan belongs to
the... They could do that. When it comes to Kinyanim, they could do that. Hefker based in Hefker, they have the ability, they have the right to do so. Okay?
But Hefker based in Hefker is Daraisa. You actually transfer. It's a transfer of Kinyan.
Correct. But in other words, but it's the Chachamim who are manifesting it. I hear you. In other words, they are empowered by the Torah to do so. But when they do so, in other words, it's their legislation. Okay. So, Ida Raisa, Mida Dehave Amotze Aveda. Motze Aveda Lav, Kevin Dimiyasha, Mara Amina Mekamede, De Tesaliade, Kanile, Hainami Kevin Dimiyash, Mara, Kanile, Amakane. So, on one hand, here's what you can argue. Now, when you find a lost item, so you could be Kohen with Yeush. To be clear, the Gemara is very clear. The Gemara says, what does that mean, you're Kohen with Yeush? It means that the owner of the item lost it, and now, right, made a really strong attempt to find it. I'm dramatizing. And made a real strong attempt to find it. He couldn't find it. He's like, you know what? I give up. And he makes a declaration, and he says, I give up. So over there now, when you find it, so finders keepers. But the Gemara says, but good. But over there, no wrongdoing. No harm, no foul. He lost it. He gave up hope. He declared Yeush. So now when you find it, so you didn't do anything wrong. But now to enact Yeush, in the case of theft, the Gemara says, whoa, whoa, that's going one step further. So, oh, dama, lo damila aveda, de aveda hu de chiasaliade, beter alsaliade, aval hai, kevin de bisura alsaliade, midrabanu hu dama rabbanu nikne, mimne tekan sashavim. So over here, if you steal the item, and after you stole the item, so now you're going to tell me the Yeush is going to be Kohen, and that's going to be platformed on an Isser? So on one hand, that's ridiculous. On the other hand, says the Gemara, maybe the Chachamim said, you know what, you get to keep it. Why would they do that? But the Gemara explains, because Takanas HaShavim. Because what the Chachamim want to do is they want to promote and motivate you and incentivize you to return the item. Meaning that now that you made a kinyan on the item, so let's say you took the item and you built it into your house. In other words, like it's like Meirish. So over there, the Chachamim basically gave you a platform and basically so that you can go ahead and you could return the item, reimburse the item.
You still have to pay for it.
Of course. But in other words, but now your job of doing tshuva is going to be made a little bit easier. Okay, so Takana Shavim. So that could be the argument. And Rav Yosef Amar Yeush Eino Kohen. So Filo Midrabanan. And what Rav Yosef will tell you is, I disagree with our entire discussion. I don't think Yeush is Kona, period. Meaning, again, not Yeush from an Aveda. Yeush from an Aveda, that works. But Yeush on Geneva, Rav Yosef will tell you, Yeush on Geneva simply doesn't work. Yeush by itself is not going to be Kona. Not Midoraisa, not Midorabana, nothing. Yeush is not going to be Kona on a Geneva. So Ezra, Rav Yosef, L'Rabba. So,
what's the difference What is the practice?
In other words, the Gemara was just, I hear your question. In the course of the Gemara, it was just contrasting it to Shinui. Meaning, by Shinui, the Gemara says, I have a Pasuk, I have Mishnayos. Right. So, in other words, and by Yeush, it's not as Pasha.
Well, let's say it's a different
form.
So, what
changes? Enachinami.
There's a suffix, then you can.
Maybe. I don't know. Enachinami. Right now, I don't have a good answer, but I'm just in the flow of the Gemara. Like, I see clearly, in contrast to Shinui, Shinui, Pasha, Psukim, Mishnayos. Yeush, on the other hand, it's a layered discussion. Unsure. Eitzve, Rav Yosef, L'Rabba, Gazo, Chamez, Vav, Alava, Pesach. So here we are now in the Amud Beis. Amala, Harisho, Chalafanecha. Okay, so the halach of stealing Chametz right before Pesach, and that is that I go into my friend's liquor cabinet, and I take. In other words, I take. I steal. And then what happens is, Avra Lava Pesach, Pesach comes and goes. And after Pesach, I say, look, I'm really sorry. What happened was, right, you see your single malt? What is it, a $60 bottle, $100 bottle? Okay, good. Haresha Cholafanecha. Now it happens to be the Chametz has come and gone, and therefore it's Chametz Shavra Lava Pesach. And what is its current value right now?
Zero.
And meanwhile, we all know this. We've seen this halacha numerous times. And meanwhile, Haresha Cholafanecha. And I don't have to do anything. I don't have to pay him at all. So hi Kevin Damati Idan di Yisura Vademayish. So now the Gemara says, so let's formulate the kasha of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, look, now when Pesach comes, so at that point in time the owner says, well, my single malt was stolen and Pesach is coming. Forget about it. Yeush. So clearly he had Yeush. Hi Kevin Damati Idan di Yisura Vademayish Visagadachi Yeush Kana Amayamalav Shechulafanecha Demaya Bai Shlomele. So now what I don't understand, says Rav Yosef, is that when the Ganav returns after Pesach and says, here's your bottle, so now, according to Rav Yosef, is looking at Abaye. Sorry. Rabba. So Rav Yosef is looking at Rabba and saying, look, according to you, there was Yeush. I am assuming there's Yeush. And so therefore, that means that the Ganav made a kinyan on it. And now that he made a kinyan on it, so it's not it's the Ganav's bottle. And what does he have to do? He has to pay back that which he stole. And that's not going to change before or after Pesach. And what's this halacha now that we're learning together? It's a Mishnah. That what all he needs to do is just simply return the bottle and say, Haresha Chalafanecha. I don't understand. If Yeush is Kona, he should have to pay. Now.
Can the owners, when he sells the chametz, sell a bottle even though it's not his?
Sale of chametz is a modern phenomenon. I say modern phenomenon. It's been around for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. But right now, the Gemara is not. It's not in the Gemara's view right now. You're selling chametz. It's in our view. So anyway, let's just stay with the Shach Levatari of the Gemara. So Amar Lekika Amina Ana Zemis Yash Vizeh Rotzeh Liknos. So Hai Zemis Yash Vizeh Eno Rotzeh Liknos. So Rabbi will say back to Rav Yosef, look, so I'm going to be talking about a case where this one is Miyash and this one wants to make a kinyan. In other words, when I gazan something, and he is Miyash, and I want to acquire the item, that's when it all works. But over here, immediately before Pesach, right, a bottle of alcohol, which in just minutes from now is going to become Aser Ba'ana, who wants it?
Why
do you steal it? Okay. Right. In other words, Yeush without somebody else making a kinyan, in of itself is nothing. Yep. Okay. Eitzvei Abaye L'Rabba. Let's do one more for today. Yeah, let's do one more for today. Eitzvei Abaye L'Rabba. Now here's Abaye. Okay, so Karbanov Aloha Guzzle. Okay, so when you bring a carbon, so what does the Torah say? With clarity, beginning of Sefer Vayikra, beginning of Parshas Vayikra. So Karbanov, it has to be your animal. So Karbanov Aloha Guzzle. Can't be a stolen animal. Now, it can't be, let me say it even better. It can't be stolen carbon. Okay, now, hechidami. How do you get to a point of stolen carbon? Now, if we're talking about before Yeush, so then the Gemara says, you can't even get to stolen carbon. In other words, what do? I go over to my friend. I steal an animal from him. And now what am I going to do? I'm going to be makdish the animal as a carbon? It doesn't work. I can't be makdish something that doesn't belong to me. So the idea of stolen carbon where I stole the animal and we're kodim yeush, it doesn't work. So what's the Torah addressing when it says carbon? No, it means lacha yeush. So the Gemara says, shmamina yeush lo kane. So what the Torah is telling me is that despite the fact that there was yeush, still lo kani. In other words, what I can't do now is I can't offer it as a carbon. So hey chidami. So the Gemara says, okay, but meanwhile, regarding tuma zav, what a zav sits on is going to be tame with an ava tuma. If you understood that, great. If not, for now, just I apologize. But this part I'm just going to do quickly. So there's a halacha that the mishkav azav is going to be an avatuma. And the Torah says mishkavo. It's got to be something that he owns. If it's not something that he owns, it doesn't become an avatuma. Hechidami ilam degazal amar vavda mishkav. So mikal amanda amar shino amaisa lokona. Now, what does that mean? It's not his. Did he steal the raw material and make a seat out of it? If that's what he did, that's a shinui. And as we said earlier in today's daf, everyone agrees Shinui is Kona. I say everybody, by the way, I mean to the exclusion of Beis Shammai, but again, that's the normative halacha is Shinui is Kona, and we're going to say it right now. Lefi everybody, Shinui is Kona. Elamaisach lemeimer, gazal mishkav dechavre. So in other words, what's the Torah addressing? I stole a finished seat from my friend. That's the stolen seat in which is not subject to Tumas Mishkav. Hachanami degazal carbon dechavre. So now, when we're talking about the carbon of your friend, what it means is the following. It's not stam you stole an animal. You stole an animal that your friend already was makdish as a carbon. So now, under those circumstances, now the gazel wants to offer the carbon himself. That's carbono. Carbono velo gazel. Okay, so what comes out over here is that so far a number of challenges to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the yeush, no kinyan. Nothing. Not Midaraisa, not Midarabban. Yesh does not create any kinyan whatsoever. And the Gemara now has attacked Rav Yosef a number of occasions. And the Gemara has defended Rav Yosef. We're going to pause over here. And tomorrow we're going to open up with a question. We're at the suspense, by the way, the question that has been bothering Rav Yosef for 22 years. The 22-year-old question, which we're going to be starting with in tomorrow's daf. Meanwhile, what do we have in today's daf? So, a discussion regarding the back and forth between Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Eli, about whether or not Shinu is Kona, Shinu is not going to be Kona, right? The halach is Shinu is Kona. But meanwhile, Rabbi Chanin, the beginning of today's daf, the end of yesterday's daf, quoted a braisa that Shinu is not going to be Kona. The defense is that, no, that braisa is Lefi Peshitas Beis Shammai. Yeah, Beis Shammai says that Shinu is not Kona. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is that Shinu is Kona. Good. With that stated, so now, the Gemara used that discussion simply as a kasha on Rav, because Rav says that when you steal an item that was valued at 4 went down to 1, so the Karen is Kain Shaganov, and the Kefal Dalavehe is Shas Hamada Bedin. That's the halach of Rav we learned in yesterday's daf. Meanwhile, in the Brisa that was quoted, so everything goes back to Kain Shaganov. The Karen, the Kefal, the Dalavehe, everything is going back to the... Sorry, in the Brisa... No, I'm sorry. In the Brisa, everything is... No, I was right. Everything goes back to the Kain Shaganov, a Kasha on Rav. On that, the Gemara says, Rav made a distinction between how you're paying back. Are you going to be paying back with Tlaim or are you going to be paying back with Damen? This morning, very limited discussion, very limited explanation. I only presented Rashi in terms of how to understand the Chiluk of whether or not you pay with Tlaim or you pay with Damen. According to Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara, if you're paying back with Talayim, so then it only costs one now. Good. Buy a Talayim for one and return it to him. Why? You sold the Talayim, you returned it for a Talayim. You sold the Talayim that at the time was valued at 4, now it's only valued at 1. I know, but I made a fair substitution. I made a fair replacement. That's Rashi's interpretation. Okay, good. and not everyone's in agreement with Rashi's interpretation. See Tosfos on Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Then, for the remainder of today's daf, Shinui, followed then by Yeish. Shinui is Kona. How do I know that? Psukim. Mishnayos. Shinui is Kona. Period. End of that discussion. What about Yeish? Oh, now we're having a hefty discussion amongst the Amoraim, whether or not Yeish by itself is going to be Kona. The Gemara's opening line is, well, you know, Yeish is Kona. I just don't know if it's the Reis or the Rabbanan. But then, as we come to learn, that's not true. Meaning, not everyone agrees to that. In fact, Rav Yosef says Yeush does not have any kingdom whatsoever. Now, specifically, he's talking about the Ganav and the Gazlan. And the Ganav and the Gazlan steals, and then post-theft, now the owner says, forget about it. I give up. I'm not going to get it back. So now, can he be Kona with Yeush? So on that, we have a Machlokas. Rav Yosef says he's not going to be Kona. And Rabbah Abaye say he is going to be Kona. Again, whether or not it's the Reis or the Rabbanan, unclear. But you, and what we're going to be doing, what we finished off our daf today, continuing tomorrow, is whether or not this position of Rav Yosef is in fact a supportable position. If there's-